Hey, everyone. It's episode 241 of In the Word Podcast with Lil and Marie, and I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we're talking about prayer, mm-hmm. something that we want to do better at, yes. much better at. I don't know. I wish I could do better at prayer. I wish I could pray more. I wish I could pray more effectively. James 5, 16 and 17. I wish I could pray more fervently. I wish I could improve many, many areas in my prayer life.
I'm sure we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we can never measure up to how good God is.
No.
You know, I think at one point we did a lesson on, how well do we know our God? And I think that a lot of things would be better. I know in my life, if I really, knew God better, and, because that would direct my prayer life and everything, and maybe in another direction or
right.
more powerful or whatever God wants to do. But I think that if we really could let it digest within us
right.
just how good he is,
right.
prayer would not be a problem for us because we will always yeah. be giving thanks.
And that's exactly right. Even if we made our prayers just more about thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
more about gratitude.
Yes.
Just spending the time trying to see if we can just list some of the many things
right.
that he does for us, even right. on a daily basis. Forget right. about trying to, give a year or a lifetime
right.
long list. Just, Lord, this is what you've done for me today in the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I know Romans 8:26 talks about we don't know what to pray for when it says, likewise, the Spirit, that's a capital S,
mm-hmm.
so that's referencing the Holy Spirit, helps us in our weakness.
Yes.
For we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself mm-hmm. intercedes for us
yes.
with groanings too
yes.
deep for words.
Yes.
So there's no need for us to try to itemize, according to Matthew 6:8, our Father knows what we have need of before we ask him.
Mm-hmm.
So if Matthew 6:8 is true, which all of God's word is true,
mm-hmm.
then the point of prayer cannot be to inform God
right.
of just a list of our wishes and wants.
Right. Yeah. And that's great because God is deserving of our, I had the word in my mind.
Of our praise, of our.
Yes. Our, yes.
Of
and,
our.
Our praise and our desire to show him how much we love him.
Right.
So, I think what we need to do, what may be helpful for us, is if we just take it one day at a time
right.
and make the commitment. This day, I am
right.
going to just glorify God. I'm just going to love on him and just give thanks to him. And then the next day, do the same thing. You may
right.
say other things, but like you were saying, we don't need to really necessarily beg for things. I mean, I don't know
right.
how, if that's what God leads you to do, that's, that's between you and him. But I'm saying as a daily prayer life,
mm-hmm.
Let's take it one day at a time. Just meditate on how good God is, how good God is.
Right.
And just let it flow like that. And then I believe
right.
the Holy Spirit will take over.
Right.
And when you're done, when you come out of that, sometimes you'll be so thankful. So, you'll know you've been in the presence of God and you'll glorify him for that even.
Especially if our prayer life is intertwined with our study life.
Yes. Yeah.
If we're reading the word while we're praying.
Yeah.
Or we're praying and reading the word, the two do not have to be mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when I study the word, I'm drawn to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop and process that, what I've just read.
Mm-hmm.
I need to kind of marinate on it. And it causes me to seek the Lord or to search myself
mm-hmm.
to see what is this saying to me personally?
Right.
How am I measuring up to this?
Yes.
And
I always do that.
Yeah.
I see words and different things and I'm like, I always see if I'm at that point,
mm-hmm.
if that has been a part of who
right.
I am as a believer, especially after all these years. But we're not necessarily counting numbers, but
right, yeah. but we want to be growing. Right. You know, we want to make our days count. You know, the word talks about that we should count, number our days.
Yeah.
You know, teach us to number our days. So there should be something that's saying to us, I need to be growing. I need to be getting more mature.
And
in
I
the
think
Lord.
This is a way to start. You know,
right.
And I think God, He would just be, I believe He would just be so, I don't know, just by our coming to Him and glorifying Him and admitting to Him or letting Him know, you know, making it evident to Him,
right,
just how good we know that He is, and
right.
We just keep taking it from there. God, we know You are good.
Right.
We know that You're deserving of all, everything about us. We know that.
Right.
And our heart's desire is to live like that.
Right.
To let You know that all the time, that we know we're coming to know even more and more how good You are and how much we want to love You and serve You.
Right.
And be Your servant, you know, love You and serve
Yeah.
You. Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit knows our weaknesses.
Yes.
You know, it knows
Yes.
what we need. You know, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us according to the Word of God.
Yes.
So, and God's Spirit, of course, knows us better than we know ourselves. We can't possibly know the things that we need to ask
right.
for all
right.
the time, or what's good for us, or what we're about to face.
Right.
So we need the Spirit in our prayer life.
Yes.
And the Spirit in our prayer life doesn't mean speaking in tongues. You know, that's not the reference there. The Spirit is there for believers because His Holy Spirit knows the mind of God.
Right.
And so praying in the Spirit is praying in agreement. I know a
yes.
lot of charismatic and Pentecostal churches have made this about, speaking in
yes.
tongues. That
yes.
makes your prayer deeper. I've heard even yeah. talk about, you know, when you speak in tongues, the devil can't decode it. He doesn't know what you're saying.
Right.
It's kind of like
right.
secret language or prayer language between you and God. And, you know, there's absolutely, in my opinion, no bona fide scriptural right. support for that.
Right.
You know, it sounds spiritual, it sounds deep, but at the end of the day, God understands English as well as He understands
right.
tongues, and,
right.
and He understands Chinese and Russian and French
right.
and Spanish.
Right.
So,
yeah.
you know, God created languages. You know, we can go back to Genesis 11 for that. I think the key is that we allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us.
Through
Praying
us.
In the Spirit means surrendering our mind, our heart, our words, our wants, our desires to the Lord's Spirit and
yes.
letting Him speak through us. And sometimes it's, He says it's inutterable. It's
yes.
like words too
yes.
too deep for words, groanings, essentially.
Yeah, and then, you know, one thing too is, as we know the word, pray the word back to Him.
Yeah,
you know, when Jesus was facing the enemy, we say this all the time.
Right.
What did Jesus say back to him? You know,
yeah.
the Lord just, He used His own word.
Right.
To
yeah.
combat the enemy.
Exactly.
So if Jesus used the word of God to combat the enemy, how much more so
right.
should we do that?
Right.
We need to learn it, you know, first, and then
right.
and we'll be equipped.
Exactly. I love that. I think I put that in my notes at some point about saying the word back to Him. We'll probably talk about it in another podcast,
yeah.
but I think saying the word back to the Lord is so important because
yeah.
we don't really know. I love what King Jehoshaphat said over in 2 Chronicles 20. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on You.
Mm-hmm.
We have no answers. We
yeah.
have no solutions.
Yeah.
We don't have a plan B or an option C. You know, we're stuck here. We just need You to help us, Lord.
Yes.
And that's a great, in my opinion, that's a great position to be in at times from a vulnerability standpoint, because then we can see God at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
yes.
can't fix it. We can't manipulate it. We can't figure it out.
Right.
We are at God's mercy. And I think sometimes God brings us to that point just to show us who He is and
exactly.
what he does.
Yes. Yes, humble ourselves.
Right.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're just so thankful
yes.
that You would give us this time together, and we ask You to improve our prayer life,
yes,
improve our surrender, improve our submission to You.
Yes.
Help us to be humble and committed to You, and that You can speak through us and speak to us
yes.
and work through us and have Your way in us
yes.
because we serve Your purpose. We're here at Your pleasure.
Yes.
We thank You and we ask You in Jesus' name.
In your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.